Heatseekers. Welcome to episode 146 of Sully's Two Cents Fantasy Football Podcast. I am your host. I am Rob Sullivan. The Sully's Two Cents Fantasy Football Podcast is a proud member of the Roto Heat family of podcasts. Well, Tim Tebow was released by the Jacksonville Jaguars yesterday, to the surprise of no one. Tebow really had no business being in camp in the first place, and as a result, he was a rather easy early cut for the Jaguars. Now, the funny thing with Tim Tebow is, this dude gets a ton of attention. Twitter was all over him, making jokes about his inability to block and that he got cut. But you know what? People are still talking about him. Tim Tebow led pretty much every sports show yesterday. Think about that. One more further reminder to relax and take these preseason results in stride. I will admit, I'm way too excited for Justin Fields after just 1 week. And I know I need to calm that down. Another player that people seem to be really jazzed about is Ramondre Stevenson of the New England Patriots. The dude had a nice game. He finished with 127 yards and two scores on 10 carries. That's the kind of stat line that'll get you noticed. It is really important to point out, though, however, that his 91-yard touchdown run late never should have happened in the first place. For some reason, Washington football team head coach Ron Rivera called a timeout. And if you watch that game and you watch Bill Belichick on the sidelines, the dude was pissed that that timeout was called. Lo and behold, next play, Stevenson is off to the house 91 yards later. Now, without that beauty of a run, he had 9 carries for 36 yards and a touchdown. Not as sexy. Sony Michel was 6 for 26. Damian Harris was 4 for 17. These three backs all range from 4 yards to 4.3 yards per carry. Numbers don't lie, but man, can they ever stretch the truth. So today, we are continuing on with the Buy, Sell, Take a Flyer series, and in episode 146, we're going to take a look at the NFC North. So just a reminder for those of you who have listened to previous, or if this is your first one, thanks for being here. This 8-part series, I utilize ADP to identify a player I'm buying, a player I'm selling, and a flyer that I'm taking off of each team. Now, buying and selling have nothing to do with my opinion of the player and absolutely everything to do with my perceived value of the player versus their current average draft position. As for the flyer, man, these are gut feels on players deep down in ADP. They're likely selecting in the later rounds of your startups, or perhaps they're guys that are going to be sitting on your league's waiver wire. Nonetheless, let's get into episode 146. And we're going to start it off with the Chicago Bears. The player I am buying off the Chicago Bears is wide receiver Darnell Mooney. His overall ADP is 125. He's coming off the board as the 40th wide receiver. As a rookie, Darnell Mooney established himself as the number 2 receiver in Chicago. Mooney, for those of you that need a refresher, was a 5th round selection in 2020. He finished the season with 152.1 PPR points and as the wide receiver 50. Mooney's an absolutely solid sleeper candidate for 2021. Improved quarterback play could get his low catch percentage, which was 62.2% a season ago, up. And the departure of Anthony Miller and his 76 targets could lead to increased volume in addition to the increased quality of the targets Mooney sees. In Matt Nagy's 3 seasons in Chicago, Allen Robinson is the only receiver to earn more than 100 targets in a season. That is a stat that likely doesn't change in 2021, but we should expect the Bears to be a pass-heavy team. It's what Matt Nagy wants them to be. They have a questionable offensive line, and their defense is no longer the force that it once was. Darnell Mooney in the back of the 10th round is a great value, and I'm going to buy him here all day long. The player I'm selling on the Chicago Bears is running back David Montgomery, overall ADP of 30. Running back 16. Now, I have to point this out. I'm a David Montgomery truther. Simply put, I'm a fan. Now, it certainly doesn't hurt that Monty put my fantasy team on his back last season en route to a Roto Heat 96 team league championship. Any chance I get to bring up that tidbit, you can rest assured it's going to happen. In Montgomery's breakout 2020 season, he was an easy top 10 running back in all formats. Now, with the return of Tariq Cohen and the addition of Damian Williams, there's probably enough uncertainty here that I see him more as a fourth-round selection. Without Cohen, Montgomery saw his role in the passing game blossom, more than doubling his catches per game. With Cohen eventually coming back into this Bears lineup, and Williams being there now, I see the pass catching coming down, thus limiting the ceiling for Montgomery. If Matt Nagy assumes play-calling duties once again, I might pass on Montgomery altogether. And the player I'm taking a flyer on is the tight end Cole Kmet. Overall ADP is 202, coming off the board as tight end 25. Now, I was a fan of Cole Kmet last season as a rookie. The reality of this league is that it's really tough for rookie tight ends to be fantasy relevant. Only two tight ends have been a top 12 tight end as a rookie, dating back to 2010. Adding to Kmet's challenges last season was the presence of Jimmy Graham. With Graham still on the roster, Kmet profiles as a bit of a dart throw towards the end of your drafts this season. Kmet's emergence at the end of the 2020 season, which saw him earn 30 targets over the team's final five regular season games, gives us hope. But even in that stretch, he was outscored by Jimmy Graham and 18 other tight ends in the league. I believe we're a year out from fantasy relevance for Kmet, making him a dynasty asset I want to buy. And in case I'm wrong on that year out, I'm going to take the flyer here to cover my butt. Moving on to the Detroit Lions. The player I am buying is tight end TJ Hockenson. Overall ADP 58, coming off the board at tight end 6. Now, TJ Hockenson is the best pass-catching member of the Detroit Lions. Period. When the Lions let Kenny Golladay, Marvin Jones Jr., and Danny Amendola walk, they also let 216 targets, 1,918 yards, and 11 touchdowns leave the building as well. The replacements, most notably Rashad Perriman and Tyrell Williams, don't concern me when it comes to Hockenson's potential. Hockenson hasn't been particularly efficient in his young career, and he is facing a downgrade at quarterback in Jared Goff versus Matthew Stafford. With that said, Goff has proven to produce valuable tight end production, with Tyler Higbee finishing as the tight end 8 back in 2019. The Lions hired Dan Campbell, a former tight end, to be their head coach, and hired Anthony Lynn as their offensive coordinator. Lynn has been proven to pepper the tight end in the past when calling plays, and his offenses have had much more capable pass catchers than the Detroit Lions possess. I see TJ Hockenson as a top 4 tight end this season, and the later stages of the 4th round, I believe he's a good value, and thus I'm going to buy. And the player I am selling is running back DeAndre Swift, overall ADP, coming off the board at running back 15. Many have pegged DeAndre Swift to be a breakout in 2021. I'm not so sure that I'm willing to go there just yet. The two main reasons I'm not sold are the presence of Jamal Williams and DeAndre Swift's struggle to be healthy and available to his team. In 2020, Swift was hurt in camp, then again in the regular season. In total, he did play in 13 games, and 13 games isn't terrible for an NFL running back. I have never been one to limit a player based on injury risk, and I struggle to do that now. That said, he is injured again. This time, it's his groin. The injury has enabled Jamal Williams to start and play every snap with the Lions' first team offense in training camp and in their preseason debut Friday against the Buffalo Bills. Last year, Swift averaged more than 4 targets per game, and his 6.3 yards per target were above average for any running back, let alone a rookie running back. I see Jamal Williams earning more of a passing game share and Swift being more of a ground grinder. Look, Swift is a good back, and when he's available to the Lions, I do believe he will be a big part of their offense. I just need more certainty when picking in the 3rd round, and as a result, I'm going to be selling DeAndre Swift at his current value. And the player I'm taking a flyer on off of Detroit is Amon-Ra St. Brown. Overall ADP is 204, coming off the board as wide receiver 69. The replacement of Kenny Golladay and Marvin Jones with Perriman and Williams is somewhat disappointing, to be polite. The replacement of Danny Amendola with Amon-Ra St. Brown, however, is a move I can get behind. St. Brown was one of the better route runners in the 2021 draft class and may just be the best route runner on the Lions right out of the gate. This is a team full of suspect downfield receivers, and St. Brown profiles as the best short area target and as a big slot receiver. With Jared Goff under center, that could put Brown in the running for number 2 pass catcher, even as a rookie. All you have to do is look back to Goff's Rams days and Cooper Kupp. And for that reason, He's worth the flyer in all redraft leagues, especially the PPR ones. Next up is the Green Bay Packers. The player I am buying off of the Green Bay Packers is running back Aaron Jones. His ADP is 12 overall, currently running back 9. Admittingly, this take is, if you can't beat him, join him kind of take. I have been wrong on Jones, dead wrong on Aaron Jones, for the past 2 seasons. And I see this as an opportunity to exercise my personal demons and get with the program. I have faded Jones the past 2 seasons, and like I said, I've been wrong. 100% wrong. Both times. The past 2 seasons, Aaron Jones has finished as the RB2 and the RB5. He broke out in 2019, that RB2 season, averaging the 3rd most fantasy points among running backs with 19.7. Jones scored 314.8 PPR points, and he only touched the ball 285 times. A year later, in 2020, even though he missed weeks 6 and 7 due to injury and saw his workload split with Jamal Williams, Jones totaled 258.9 PPR points, this time on only 248 touches, finishing as the RB5. Despite clearly being the better back, Jones only saw 20 carries once all season. Well, Jamal Williams is gone, and Jones should see the bulk of his work, especially in the passing game. Splitting touches with A.J. Dillon is a factor, but I do not see Dillon impacting Aaron Jones in the same fashion that Jamal Williams did. Aaron Jones remains a top 12 back, and he's a back I currently have ranked as my RB5, and as a result, I'm absolutely buying. And the player I'm selling off of the Green Bay Packers? Well, that's quarterback Aaron Rodgers, overall ADP 53, coming off the board at QB8. Aaron Rodgers had some fun with us all this offseason, and to the dismay of this Vikings fan, he is indeed back in Green Bay for another season. After 2 subpar seasons, mainly by Rodgers' standards, in 2018 and 2019, Aaron Rodgers exploded in 2020 with some of the best statistics of his career. And as a result, I expect to see some regression in 2021. Rodgers' 9.1% touchdown rate on a career-high 48 touchdown passes was nearly 50% higher than his career rate, which means you should expect his touchdown passes to regress near his career average of 35 a season. In addition, his 8.2 yards per attempt was his highest since 2011. So the yardage total likely comes down a little bit as well. Look, I'm not saying that Rodgers is a bad bet as a fantasy starter. In fact, it's the opposite. All I'm saying is you shouldn't be drafting him expecting a repeat of his 2020 MVP season. And the player I'm taking a flyer on is wide receiver Amari Rodgers, overall ADP 312, and he's the wide receiver 100. Amari Rodgers has a chance to prove himself as the second most talented wide receiver in Green Bay, but the addition of Randall Cobb appears to make that unlikely. Randall Cobb is a Packer again for one reason, and one reason only. Aaron Rodgers demanded it. That makes Amari Rodgers nothing more than a late-round flyer, with Randall Cobb being the shell of his former self and far from a durable wide receiver. The flyer on Rodgers at his wide receiver 100 ADP is way too good to pass up. And we'll wrap this up with my Minnesota Vikings. The player I'm buying off the Vikings is quarterback Kirk Cousins, currently ADP of 142, coming off the board as QB 17. Despite the fact Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins is blamed for everything negative in Minnesota, for losses to lukewarm hot dogs, Cousins is an extremely underrated quarterback in real life and in fantasy football. Like, seriously, did you know that Kirk Cousins has finished as a top 12 fantasy quarterback in 5 of his past 6 seasons? Now, with that being said, the Vikings versions of Kirk Cousins is different than the Washington version of Kirk Cousins. The Vikings are one of the most run-heavy offenses in football, which is why Cousins missed the top 12 in 2019 and needed a career-best 6.8% touchdown rate to sneak into the top 12 a season ago. Even with the emergence of Justin Jefferson, you should expect Cousins to regress back towards his career norm in 2021, which means he likely won't crack the top 12 passers unless Mike Zimmer has a complete change of heart on how he wants to run this football team. Cousins' reliability does, however, make him a valued second quarterback on your roster, and at 142 overall in QB 17, he's a buy for me. The player I'm selling is wide receiver Justin Jefferson, ADP 28 overall, coming off the board as wide receiver 8. I'm a Minnesota Vikings fan, and as hard as that has been for the majority of my life to admit, the addition and emergence of Justin Jefferson last season was extremely enjoyable, even if the team was rather mediocre. Jefferson provided us one of the greatest rookie wide receiver seasons in the history of the league. He finished with 88 catches, 1,400 yards, and he scored 7 touchdowns. He was the top-scoring rookie wide receiver in 2020, and he finishes a wide receiver 6th overall with 247.2 PPR points. Now, I'm selling Jefferson mainly because I see the entire passing game in Minnesota regressing. The Vikings threw a lot more than they would have liked last season, mainly because the defense was the worst it has been in Minnesota since the hiring of defensive-minded head coach Mike Zimmer. Since Zimmer joined the Vikings to start the 2014 season, he's had a top 10 defense every season until finishing with the 28th ranked defense a season ago. Kirk Cousins, as I noted, had a career high in touchdown passes last season, and Justin Jefferson averaged 11.2 yards per target. I see both of those totals declining. Look, I love Justin Jefferson. I just don't love an ADP of 28 and at wide receiver 8. Now, if this current shoulder injury he's suffering allows him to fall back and into the third round, he's a buy all day long. And the flyer I'm going to take off of my Minnesota Vikings is tight end Tyler Conklin, ADP of 377, coming off the board as tight end 48. Well, when tight end Kyle Rudolph was released, it appeared it was Irv Smith Jr. season. And then during OTAs, Mike Zimmer told reporters that Irv Smith Jr. will not have an expanded role in this team's offense. Zimmer went on to say that Conklin will have a larger role in 2021, making it apparent that the coaching staff likes what they saw from Conklin at the end of the 2020 season. Now, it's important to note that coach speak runs rampant this time of year, and it's probably at his all-time peak during OTAs. The one thing with Mike Zimmer, love him or hate him, kind of hate him, is he's a straight shooter. He pretty much calls it as it is. So if Zimmer says something, it's bound to happen. Conklin finished the 2020 season on a high note. He caught 15 passes for 168 yards and a touchdown over the final 4 games of the Vikings season. And during that same span, Irv Smith Jr. had nearly the identical stat line. Irv Smith Jr. is currently tight end 18, and Conklin is currently tight end 48. That makes this a very easy flyer for me to take. That's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have yet to subscribe to the Sully's 2 Cents Fantasy Football Podcast, you can do so by searching for it pretty much anywhere podcasts can be found. Just a reminder, you can find me and follow me on Twitter at RotoHeatSully. I am in both the RotoHeat Dynasty Fantasy Football community and the RotoHeat Redraft Fantasy Football community over on Facebook. And you'll find me at Sully on our Discord channel as well. Don't forget to join Brad Menendez and I every Tuesday night over on the RotoHeat YouTube channel as we bring you the Dynasty Heat Seekers live at 9:30 Eastern. Guests so far this season include Scott Fish and JJ Zacharyson, and we have a bunch of guests coming in the remainder of this month and into September and the start of the season. So don't forget, get on over there to the RotoHeat YouTube channel, like, subscribe, click the notification bell, and you won't miss any of our great content. Hey, I'm going to be back later in the week with episode 147 as we continue the Buy, Sell, Take a Flyer series with a division in which I can't remember which one it is right now. But hey, tune in next week. I'll have a division. I'll have it full of buys, sells, and flyers. Until then, stay safe and stay healthy, Heat Seekers. Take care.